You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
A man is behind bars this morning after calling 911 saying that he accidentally shot his best friend in West Jordan.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson is following the story for us this morning.
Police spokesman Officer Ramon Ramirez says they got the call about 4 o'clock.
A male called in saying that he had shot his friend.
Ramirez says the victim, 27-year-old Dylan Douglas Miller Matome, shot in the chest, died later at the hospital. 29-year-old Anthony Sanchez, the suspect, tells police they'd been laughing at something they saw on TV, prompting Miller Matome to pull out his phone and start recording. Sanchez says he pulled out a gun, not thinking it was loaded, pointed it, and shot. Sanchez is charged with investigation of negligent homicide, possession of a weapon by a restricted person, and illegal discharge of a firearm. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Park City could become Utah's latest school district to buy an AI gun detection system. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with the details. Peter.
Tim, Park City is handing over $500,000, but AI-driven camera systems in all 12 of its schools, according to the park record. The state cleared the path for all of its schools to do this with the 2023 law that funded school security efforts.
One of the funding opportunities is $3 million towards firearm detection software.
That's Utah State Board of Education School Safety Specialist Red Larson. Now, the Park City record is saying that this $546,000 coming from Park City may not be included in that money provided by the state. But Park City will become the latest school district to partner with AI security company Zero Eyes, which does manufacture technology that will recognize what looks like a gun and then alert its staff in another state. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
If you got a text claiming to be from your bank's fraud department, take a minute to think before responding. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
It will tell you that there's fraud on your account and you need to click a link or call a number to get it resolved. The America First VP of Fraud Prevention, Rob Woolhoff, says a lot of people are falling for it.
This is probably my number one concern.
It's easy to fall for because banks actually do text you if they notice fraud. But if it really is the bank, they won't include a link. The urgency of fixing the fraud in the account is actually what is getting people in trouble with fraudsters.
It's really the scam of choice when it comes to these types of frauds. So it definitely is ramping up from my perspective.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Two bodies have been recovered from the water at the Baltimore Bridge collapse site, and the disaster is raising questions about bridges across the country. ABC's Perry Russum is in Baltimore this morning.
The NTSB says the bridge was in satisfactory condition before the collision, but its design was considered fracture critical. That's when one point of failure can cause an entire bridge to collapse. There are more than 17,000 fracture critical bridges in the U.S.
The Coast Guard says rebuilding the bridge could take years.
Here in Utah, UDOT says 138 bridges need some repair work, but he says this doesn't mean they're unsafe to use.
We're out there doing very thorough inspections, and we're cataloging what we see, and we're kind of acting accordingly.
UDOT says they do routine bridge inspections to make sure everything is up to code.
Well, you probably saw this coming, but the Utah Jazz are now officially eliminated from postseason contention. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. I guess that means they lost last night, huh?
Yeah, Tim, and unfortunately it was to the worst team in the Western Conference, San Antonio Spurs. The Jazz are actually the fourth team in the West so far that have been told to exit stage right, along with Memphis, Portland, and San Antonio. The Jazz have struggled to push past the 500 mark for pretty much all of this season, but since the trade deadline in February, things have just not been clicking. They've lost 15 of their last 18 games. This is the second year in a row that Utah will not have playoff basketball. They've got 9 games left in the regular season before the time comes that they're going to have to start making decisions about next year. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.